For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostrapa. With me in the studio is Clayton Lean, director of the Lafayette Chamber Singers, which has a program coming up Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette. It's called Cold Winter's Ice Is Fled. Clayton, thanks for coming in.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk about the music on the program. It's a real celebration of the European madrigal tradition. And for people today, the term madrigal may not mean very much. What did it mean back in the time in which the composers were writing these pieces?
Well, the term madrigal actually is one that comes out of the Italian principle principally. But we use it, and it's a very useful term actually for a large collection of music. But what we call madrigals today actually had different conditions in different countries. So, for example, in Germany, what we call madrigal, they would consider the Lied tradition. And in France, it was the chanson tradition. The term madrigal is more appropriate for the English and the Italians. The term itself was a type of an Italian poem. We have examples of all those forms in our program. So it's a general collection of things that we now call madrigals, coming from different national traditions.
And not only different national traditions, but such a wide span from Heinrich Isaac, who died in 1517, all the way up to Orlando Gibbons, who died in 1625, Thomas Tompkins, who lived until 1656. So we're talking more than a century that this form was obviously popular enough for composers all across Europe to be writing it.
Absolutely. We think of it as a lighthearted form, and there's good reason for that, because many of the madrigals, especially in the English tradition, are characterized by fa-la-la refrains. Okay, and the ballet tradition in Italy is the same. But the madrigal experience was so much more than that, and what I wanted to do in the program was to give an idea of this wonderful form that lasted a couple of centuries as a kind of an intellectual adventure. And it wasn't just a way of making music. It was a new way on the part of composers to engage with the world around them. And that's what made it such a very special form. The program itself has three major divisions in which we're enjoying all these different national traditions, but there's also a logic to it. And what always lies behind the madrigal tradition is this wonderful outburst of secular poetry, which is also engaging the world in new and exciting ways. And one of its main contents was the world of nature. And medieval music is not great in dealing with nature. Renaissance music is spectacular in dealing with nature. So the first section of the program is dealing with different kinds of madrigals that were composed in all these traditions, dealing with things that the composers and the poets found special. And a lot of that was birds. Okay, so we have a fair number of pieces here on birds. We've got owls, we've got cuckoos, we've got nightingales, we've got a lark. And then we have some other things. We've got one on a flea. Right, who would think of writing a poem on a flea? But in the Middle Ages, we don't find that. We do find it in the Renaissance, okay, with major composers. And then we end that first section with this wonderful, spectacular setting by Monteverdi of dawn and how beautiful dawn is and how restorative it is to those of us who are hurting. Then the second part of the program deals with the human world within that larger world of nature. And that means we have poems about how special some places are. Innsbruck, geography plays a role. So the section ends with this wonderful poem by one of the great English madrigal composers talking about how wonderful this world, and we're talking about composers who are living in the midst of the age of exploration, and how wonderful this incredible world is we're just learning more and more about, and all these natural wonders, but how much more wonderful man is. And then in between there, we have all kinds of human touches, like, isn't it great to drink? Okay, and we have one song saying, here, join us in drinking, and another one is saying, boy, whoever invented the vine, that was a great man. Okay, so all kinds of things like that. And then village life, we have poems on village life. So you have these two gossiping women comparing their husbands and things like that. So it's the human world. And then the last section is the section we all innately now associate with the madrigal, and that's the world of adoration, desire, full-blown love. And we have some wonderful examples from that territory. But this is, it gives you a sense of what fun it was to be a madrigal composer, all these things to write about, and trying to find musical ways of saying something significant. Some of the funniest were from the French chanson tradition, because the French chanson tradition in its text has a very strong relation to popular thinking and popular material coming out of the Middle Ages. So we have this one by a man by the name of Passereau, whose first name may have been Pierre. All right, again, this is the thing with many of these composers. We don't really know a lot about them. We have their names and that's it, then their works. And this fellow, Passero, was very popular, and he wrote this poem on village life. And so sort of the way the setting goes is you've got these two women and they're kind of leaning against the fence and they're gossiping about their husbands. And, you know, my husband's better than your husband kind of a context. And the one, they start bragging, and the one says, oh, I've got this man. Not only is he's good and he's handsome. I mean, he does the housework. He takes care of the chickens. He does all kinds of things. Now, why that whole thing is going on, and as an ironic commentary, you hear chickens. Cock-a-day, 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 boom, 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 boom. They're plucking seeds out of the ground. You know, so these gossips are surrounded by the natural world of chickens who are going about their business. And it's just a wonderful, delightful song.
Let's hear Il est bel et bon by Pierre Passero, sung by the Madrigalists of Halle under the direction of Andreas Gopfert. Music by Pierre Passero that will be on the Lafayette Chamber Singers program this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Unitarian Universalist Church in West Lafayette. Clayton Lean is director of the Lafayette Chamber Singers. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Tickets are available in advance at Vons and the Tippecanoe Arts Federation. They're also available at the door. For WBAA, I'm Greg Kostraba.